Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, at House on the Rock, we like to talk about family story. God gives every one of us a story to make us who we are, and to share with others who may be in the same place that we are. And all of us have heard of Auntie Anne's Pretzels, but few of us know the story of the twisted faith that not only launched a business, but launched a ministry that's impacting the world. And we're thrilled to have on Pebbles of Truth today, Auntie Anne Byler. And Anne, welcome to Pebbles of Truth.
Hey, thanks, Bruce. Great to be here today.
You just shared your story in a book form, and that's impacted your life. Why don't you tell us what God's taught you about sharing your story and how it can help others?
Well, you know, many years, Bruce, I struggled with my life. The decisions that I had made caused me to go into a life of secrets, and the secrets then caused me to feel shameful. And at the end of the day, I was angry. I was a very angry person. Mm. Didn't even know it, though. That's mm-hmm. the interesting piece. I didn't know how angry I was. But there was a scripture verse in James 5:16. That became very real to me many, many years later. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another so that you may be healed.
How about that?
Now, I had done everything else. Mm-hmm. I had confessed to God the Father. I'd confessed to my husband. I'd confessed to my kids. But I never really confessed to one to another. When you're able to share with some other human being, mm-hmm. there's a power. The principle just gives you the power then, I believe, to overcome. So that began my journey of storytelling, which has been a process through the years. I mean, there's many pieces to my story. But women ask me today, or people ask me, you know, why do you share your story? Well, I share my story to give other people hope and the courage for them to tell their story. And then some women say, well, I don't have a story. And you know what I say, Bruce? Your struggle is your story.
Okay.
What do you struggle with? Maybe you've not been sexually abused or divorced, or maybe there's not been a huge trauma in your life like some of us have experienced. But your struggle becomes your story. What do you struggle with?
So what are some of the struggles that maybe help our listeners understand that you've worked through?
Well, the struggles that I worked through were pain, the emotional pain that came into my life at the point of the death of our youngest, our daughter, Angela Joy, was 19 months old. That took me into a life of grief and pain. Mm-hmm. And from there, I went to my pastor for help. And I found there a man that betrayed me, seduced me. And I stayed in a relationship for almost 6 years. Mm. And that darkness in my life... Mm. I'm telling you, it shut me down. Mm-hmm. And those were the secrets that I then began to live with. Mm-hmm. And does it have to be a secret that's that bad or a struggle that is that tough or difficult? Mm-hmm. No. But I think God wants us to live in the light mm-hmm. because that's what He is. And when we bring our stuff to the light, we bring it out into the open, that's when God comes in on the scene and He can just take us down the path of light and wholeness mm-hmm. and truth. Mm-hmm. But when we keep it inside and we're embarrassed and we're ashamed and I'd be too embarrassed mm-hmm. or what will they think of me? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get over that mm-hmm. and just be courageous enough to share your story with another person. But we can't experience it as long as there's darkness in our hearts. Where does the Bible talks about the light in you? Make sure that that your light inside of you is dark. Be sure that the light inside of you is not dark. Mm. But I think it's because we let dark things come into our heart. Mm-hmm. That has been washed by the blood. Mm-hmm. But we allow these dark things to come in and we let them stay in our heart. And the way to overcome that, to get them out of there, is to confess one to another so that you may be healed.
Back to James.
Yes.
Yep, yep, yep. And you're going to have a conference at the Family Center trying to help other women learn how to tell their stories.
Yes, that's right. That's coming up April the 24th and 25th on Friday evening and Saturday, I think, till 3 or 4. I'm excited about that. It's not exactly a place for the women to come and stand on the podium and share their story. Mm-hmm. But it is a place for them to come to understand the power of their story. I'm going to explain to them and teach them how they can share their story and their life, because your life is meant to be shared, Bruce.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And if you're listening and would like to be a part of that conference, you can go out to pebblesoftruth.com and click on the Twist of Faith link right there, and it'll take you to Anne's spot, and you can register right there online. Well, thanks, Anne, for being with us today. We really appreciate your openness to sharing your story, and I know it's helped some others out there today.
It's my pleasure.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.